When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Folks, Dan Freer here with your closing bell for February 18th, 2025. So there is no economic news today. The stock market's flat. The bond market's not doing very good today. So here's what we're going to look at today. Right through here, the bond market is down 28 ticks. That's pushing up mortgage rates, which you can see right through here. Mortgage rates are up 6 ticks. So I have several people closing this week on buying homes. And the question they keep asking me is, Dan, the mortgage rates keep coming down. So how long do I have to wait before I can refinance it? So that's what I thought I'd talk about today, because if you look at this, there's no news really here. The bond market's down 28 ticks. That's a pretty big move in one day. But in the equity markets, basically flat across the board. The VIX is down. Oil, I don't think, is doing much anything. It's up 1%, but nothing to really talk about there. My thought would be, let's go over to here. And here's what I want to talk about today, guys. And this might not be the exact time for you to refinance. Maybe that rate isn't out there, but I still have rates in the high sevens and even low eights. And it might be a good time to maybe kick the tires and see how much savings you can have. So I'll give you all my information, because my slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do I do that? Well, I'm a mortgage loan officer, and I'll give you all my information at the end of this video, because I'm licensed in all 50 states and I'd love to work with you. So without further ado, let's get over to the topic for today, refinance. Now, it might not be the most sexy thing to talk about, but a lot of people just don't understand how all this works. So I thought I'd go into this, and this is a pretty cool thing. Right now I have on the screen that we're seeing right through here is I went to DeepSeek and typed in a bunch of things, and I wanted it to give me basically the information that's shown on the screen right now. I wanted it to break down the four different mortgage types that are out there. And you're going to see those across the board. And then your refinancing options, how long do you have to wait? How much equity do you need, and so forth? So that's what I want to talk about in today's topic. So let's get to it. So this week I have a couple conventional loans closing, and I think one or two FHA. So both these clients said, okay, Dan, I know last week rates came down and they continue to come down. So how long do we have to wait before we can refinance? Is it like a year or 2 years, or what happens? So based on that question, actually I got that twice today, I figured I would do this in this analysis. So let's break it down for mortgage type that you have. And then is there a waiting time, and what's the qualifications and how you can refinance? And then I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So, and I'll show you how you can get quotes from about 30 of different lenders by using yours truly. So let's get over to it. These people that are closing with a conventional loan, that's what's going across the top. The options they have to refinance are right through here. They can do what we call a rate and term, or you can do a cash out, you can do what's called a streamline. So basically what the rate and term is you're just converting your current loan, you're changing it, and you're either changing the rate or the term, or you might be changing both. Okay, so you can do a rate and term refinance. Let's say you have a 30-year term and you're at 8%, and then you come back and I say, well, I can get you 6.5. This is going to save you like $400 or $500 a month. Then you might say, well, wonder if I can just convert it to like a 20-year term. Great idea. So that's just, you're not taking any money out. We're just changing one or both of these, the rate or the term. Cash out means exactly that. You're cashing out. Streamline, there are some specifics on here on the streamline. The streamlines in this category here with conventional loans aren't as great as they are over here, and I'll explain that here in a second. Let's go back down through here. Well, let's just go across the screen, and I'll give you the kind of the pros and cons of each one of these. Okay, so that's the different variety of types. You can refinance when you're looking at a conventional loan. Now, FHA loans have what's called an FHA streamline. There is no such thing as basically rate and term, Basically, they'll do a streamline or a cash out. That means you're cashing out or you're just looking to refinance with better terms up through here. All right. The VA IRL, that's basically a streamline where these both these streamlines right through here, right in the FHA, the VA and the USDA, most of these don't require that you re-verify your income, nor do you need another appraisal. So it makes the process really fast and simple. So that's on the streamline ones. And again, FHA is called streamline. VA program is called an IRL, I-R-R-R-L, and USDA is called a streamline. Okay, there's a USDA streamline and a USDA non-streamline. So those are the different variations that you can do in refinancing. Now, how long do you have to wait to do some of these things? Well, let's go to the conventional piece of the equation right through here, waiting time. 6 months if you're looking to cash out. And that's the key word right through there, cash out. If you're not looking to cash out, a lot of you guys out there that are building homes, you know, take all those concessions, use them toward your closing costs. Don't buy down your rate. Because you can go actually right after you close on that home, you can come right back to us and there is no waiting time for a rate and term refinance if you're getting into a new home. So for all those out there that are doing construction loans, highly suggest using all those perk monies from the builder and you pay your closing costs. Don't buy down your rate. Okay, so that's what you're looking at there. On the FHA, you need to make 6 payments for a streamline or 12 payments if you're looking to do a cash out. Basically, same thing over here with the VA IRL, the streamline, you have to make 6 payments. Other than that, there's no waiting time to do a cash out. And we're not going to basically break down USDA that much. There's not a huge demand for this, but let's just keep going with it. 12 payments for a streamline and none for a non-streamline. So that makes it pretty simple over there. Okay, now let's go through conventional FHA again, across the top. These are the programs. Let's go to the next thing, equity. Okay, how much equity? Okay, 5% for rate and term, 20% for cash out. So this is how much equity you have to have in your home to refinance. So this case, you have a 5% rate and term, so you have to have 95%. You can go up to a 95% loan for rate and term. Or if you're looking to do a cash out, you need 20% equity, meaning you need 80% loan to value. They kind of made this kind of weird how they did that. Okay, so let's get over to the FHA. There's none for an FHA streamline. And there's, you can go 20% for a cash out. So I mean, 80% cash out refinance. On the VA, it's nothing for the IRL and no for the cash out as well. So you can go to 100% basically on the equity conversions when you're looking at it in a VA loan, because you can go to 100% refinance and you can do also 100% cash out. And then non-streamlines, non and for the USDA. Credit scores. Now let's get over to these. Credit scores for a conventional loan, you need 620 or more. A 619 score does not work. It automatically pushes you right over to an FHA, a VA, or a USDA. Okay, but as your score goes up higher and higher and higher, once you get about 740 and above, this is the best program to go with, the conventional loan. Okay, now why do people go with an FHA loan? Well, you can go get along with a 580 credit score for streamlines and basically everything else, and you need a 620 for cash out. But this program, on the FHA piece, it can go up down to a 510 credit score, just so you know. But if you're looking to do anything, you better not have missed any mortgage payments if you're looking to do that. The credit score for VA, there is none. Most lenders do require a 580 credit score, though, and USDA, 640 and above. All right, appraisal requirements for conventional loans. You're most likely going to need them. Sometimes you'll get an appraisal waiver, okay, when you're looking at an appraisal on a conventional loan. FHA, if you're getting a streamlined refinance, meaning you're not taking any cash out, no appraisals needed. Okay, so that's pretty simple. If you do need cash out, it's going to be determined on when we run your loan through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, if you're going to need an appraisal or not. But in most cases, you do. And then net tangible benefits, there has to be a benefit for you to refinance. People can't keep just churning your loans where people used to do a long time ago. So what's the net tangible benefit on a conventional loan? Well, it says not required. It needs to make sense. Okay, why are you refinancing? And it just needs to make sense. You're not going to be really scrutinized that much. Net tangible benefit on streamline, required for both streamlines and cash out, they are required. On the streamline, your rate has to go down at least 50 basis points, so 0.5%. And cash out is an option. You can just say, I want cash out, and that is actually is a net tangible benefit. And the same thing with VA and everything else. Max loan to value on a conventional loan, 95% for rate and term, 80% for cash out. On the FHA and VA, there is no limit, really. It's just you can refinance your current balance into the new loan. And hopefully that makes sense to you there. So basically, it's it doesn't matter what the is, because you don't need an appraisal. I guess that's the best way to put it. You don't need an appraisal. And if you do need an appraisal, like you're cashing out or something, you will need an appraisal at that point. And then eligibility and restrictions. There's no restrictions with really conventional loans. Nothing really there for FHA loan. VA, you have to be a veteran or a spouse of one. And USDA, you have to be in a USDA eligible zone, and your income has to be that as well. And then let's go through the final best four: borrowers with good credit and equity. FHA, borrowers with lower credit scores and limited equity. VA, well, veterans. This is a fantastic program. And for the USDA, it's good for rural. So hopefully that debunked some of those maybe tales that you were told, because I don't understand where a lot of people were told, I got to wait a year or two or three. Folks, if you're just looking to get a lower rate and you don't really want any money back, you can do what's called a rate and term or a streamline, depending on what type of loan you have. Hopefully you learned a little bit from there. So now, can this save you some money? Okay, can you refinance now that you know the facts? Because let me give you one more piece of advice. A lot of people are reluctant to refinance because they're like, okay, I had the closing costs when I bought the house and they are absurd. I don't want to go through all that again. Folks, they're a fraction of what they are when you're looking to refinance. I'm doing a couple right now, and I think the fees on both of them are about $1,200 to $1,500 at total. So these people are both skipping two mortgage payments. So one mortgage payment is making up plus what their costs are in that. So how do you reach out to me, and what do you do next that you're interested in doing something? Well, the first thing I need you to do is go to optoutprescreener.com. Okay, this is a public service announcement, because I don't want your financial data sold from the credit agencies to all these financial institutions so they can know everything about you. Let's stop that. Okay, to go to optoutprescreener.com. I didn't create this thing. It's just, like I said, it's a public service announcement. Scroll down to the bottom of this. You're going to click in here to opt in. And then I would suggest, well, a lot of people are saying, Dan, what should I do? Do this? Well, just do the electronic one, because when you start having to deal with the mail, it's a mess. So go in here and click the electronic opt out for 5 years. Continue that. You'll give me a little bit of your information. And hopefully it works a little bit better than the do not call list, because that doesn't work very good at all. So now me, who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I've been doing this for over 36 years, believe it or not. And I work at a bank that's federally chartered. So what that means to you is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the cool thing. We're also set up with over 30 banks. Well, right now it's 30 banks right on the button. We're set up with 30 other banks, credit unions, mortgage lenders, that we can offer their programs and their rates to you guys. With one application, one credit pool, we're going to shop your loan between my bank, all those other places, and get back with you, because we're here to take the heavy lifting off of you. Now, if you can do this on your own, you're like, hey, Dan, I know the mortgage business. I know everything about how to lock and when to lock and all this stuff. God bless you. Then go out and do that. If you need my help, please reach out to us. I'd love to help you. You can do three different ways to reach out to me. Go to theRateUpdate.com. You can hit the Apply Now button right through there. You can schedule a consultation with me right through here, the schedule a one-on-one consultation. We can scroll down to the bottom of our website, and this number, it was working yesterday, and now it's not working. Well, it's back up. So this number is not working again today. I keep changing this thing, and I use a system called Dialpad, and if you're using them, I feel bad for you, because I'm having to switch over, because they have had my phone number out of service for now 2 weeks. So do me a favor. Don't reach out to us at this phone number. Just reach out to me via email, or go to our up to the top and schedule a consultation with me so we can get over the headaches of all these phone systems. So my apologies for that. I'm working diligently on it. But if you want to just shoot me an email, like I said, shoot it to dan@therateupdate.com, or just go above and schedule a consultation meeting with me. Love to be there and answer any questions that you have, and even some questions that you might not even think to ask me, I'll be answering for you. So thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you got something out of this. If you learned something, please do me a favor. One thing. Click the subscribe button right down there below. This helps more and more people find me. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.